Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Sandra Gilbert. After that we will also discuss Susan Guber, but let's start with Sandra Gilbert. Now Sandra Gilbert along with Susan Guber is widely acclaimed as a leading feminist literary critic, and you know one work for which both of them, Sandra Gilbert as well as Susan Guber, are famous is The Mad Woman in the Attic, The Woman Writer and the 19th Century Literary Imagination. Okay, The Mad Woman in the Attic, The Woman Writer and the 19th Century Literary Imagination, which came out in 1979. Now, this was a collaborative work by both of these writers. But first, let me talk about Sandra Gilbert. Now, along with being a feminist literary critic, Sandra Gilbert is also famous as a poet. And she has written numerous collections of poetry, and some of the most important ones or famous ones are Belongings, okay, Belongings, which came out in 2006. After that, in 2011, another volume came with the title Aftermath Poems. Aftermath Poems. Now, let me talk about the most important work of criticism that Sandra Gilbert and Susan Guber have written, which is The Mad Woman in the Attic, The Woman Writer and the 19th Century Literary Imagination. Now, from the point of view of feminism or feminist literary criticism, this work is of utmost importance, and this work is credited with breaking important new ground in the field of women's study and has become a classic. And the authors examine how attitudes toward women and female writers shaped the literature of writers like Jane Austen, Charlotte Bronte, Emily Bronte, who was her sister, then Emily Dickinson, George Eliot, as well as Mary Shelley. And according to Gilbert and Guber, 19th century women writers found themselves trapped in the specifically literary constructs of what Gertrude Stein was to call patriarchal poetry. And in response, these writers created subversive, displaced expressions of their own frustrations, such as the Mad Woman of the title. And the Mad Woman basically refers to the character of Bertha Mason in the novel Jane Eyre. And as a critic points out, the powerful Mad Woman in the Attic is an alter ego of the gentle and submissive Jane Eyre, because Jane Eyre is also the heroine and it's also the name of the novel by Charlotte Bronte. And Bertha Mason is basically a personification of Jane's hidden anger and unconscious resentment of her powerless state. And the work of Gilbert and Guber, The Mad Woman in the Attic, critiqued the male-dominated literary canon and was one of the pioneering efforts to create an alternative literary canon. And after that, Gilbert and Guber also collaboratively worked on another work that came out in 3 volumes with the title No Man's Land, The Place of the Woman Writer in the 20th Century. Okay, No Man's Land, The Place of the Woman Writer in the 20th Century. And for writing this work, Gilbert and Guber were criticized by later feminist scholars because they offered a kind of essentialized version of the female experience, which fails to take into account differences across ethnicity, class, history. But one thing you have to credit Gilbert and Guber is that their work, Mad Woman in the Attic, is an important first step in legitimizing feminist literary criticism. Now, little bit about Susan Guber. Now, the dates of Susan Guber are from 1944, and she's still alive, and she's basically an American author and also a distinguished professor at Indiana University, and she's best known for co-authoring the landmark feminist literary study called The Mad Woman in the Attic, The Woman Writer and the 19th Century Literary Imagination, which came out in 1979, and the co-author was Sandra Gilbert. Then some other works which she produced collaboratively with Sandra Gilbert are Shakespeare's Sisters, Feminist Essays on Women Poets. Okay, Shakespeare's Sisters, Feminist Essays on Women Poets. After that, both of them also collaborated in another work called The War of the Words, Volume 1 of No Man's Land, The Place of the Woman Writer in the 20th Century. After that, Volume 2 came with the title Sex Changes. Okay, Sex Changes. And this was Volume 2 of No Man's Land, The Place of Woman Writer in the 20th Century. So what you should do is, when you read about Sandra Gilbert, at the same time you should read about Susan Guber. because most of the important works or the famous works which they have produced, they have done so collaboratively.